My recent film, my short film, my debut as a director is Irreconcilable. I wrote Irreconcilable in grad school at Northwestern, and it was my MFA showcase piece. So we had actors perform the script in a theater, and the reaction in the room, I mean, it just confirmed, I have to do this. There were people who were in tears. I wanted to write something about forgiveness. I wanted to create a character who is very human, who made mistakes. And
some lady.
We want her to win.
Well, what did you open the door for then? You know better than opening doors for strangers. What's wrong with you?
It's me. Hey, Viv. Heard the news.
We want something good to happen for her. The main character, Robbie, has been a drug addict. She has made countless mistakes. Her family has forgiven her in the past, over and over again. But she's created so much damage at this point that it's very difficult for them to even let her in. And you know, a lot of people may see the film and think some of her family members harsh or heartless, but they are in pain. They are acting out of pain in their reaction to her at this point. So she comes back to the family. She's the black sheep of the family, and not everyone is willing to let her in.
What are you doing here, Robbie?
I just wanted to bring you something.
For what?
Steven, calm down.
For the baby.
I don't like you coming upsetting Mama.
I ain't trying to upset nobody. I just wanted to give you this.
I started writing with this character in mind, and it really kind of started out like a character study, just really creating a detailed picture of who this woman, Robbie, is, and the story grew from there. There are a lot of Robbies. There are a lot of Robbies in this world. There are a lot of people that I know who have made mistakes, lots of mistakes. And I just believe that, you know, there is an opportunity for redemption.
Where'd you get these? You were there? How come you never told me?
Crackheads on the cheer line ain't cute. Junkie mothers get no respect at the booster club. You ain't need me. Growing up is hard enough. I just need to see my baby, even though I couldn't let him see me.
Maybe you should come back inside.
Nah, I obviously make people uncomfortable.
I'm a playwright and a screenwriter. My play, Uprising, is in the midst of a rolling world premiere. When I'm writing for the stage, you see, I believe, you know, plays are about ideas, and I think a lot about the characters and their experiences and the world of the play. With film, it's more visual, and the focus is on creating a visual experience for the audience. So for me, you want the characters to talk a lot less than you might with a play, and you want the story to unfold in the doing. Everything starts with the script, and when you have no money or not much to offer people, if you have a script that folks can connect with, that's important and honest and speaks to many different people, you can be successful. It can get people on board who you never thought you might be able to get on board.